From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines, the ANC Youth League will hold a national executive meeting this week to discuss its future. League Deputy President Ronald Lamola says the league isn't in crisis following the expulsion of its president, Julius Malema. He also said they will inform the nation about the direction the league intends to take. Outgoing World Bank President Robert Zulik is urging his successor to focus on developing countries as clients rather than aid recipients. He says, however, that the bank also has to aid developing countries. Zulik steps down as World Bank President on July 1st. He will be replaced by American health expert Jim Yong Kim, who was nominated by U.S. President Barack Obama. The South African National Roads Agency Limited, or SANRAL, says it's still studying a ruling by the High Court in Pretoria, which brought the Gauteng e-tolling project to a halt. SANRAL says it respects the judgment and will study the ruling and consider the next steps in consultation with its principals. SANRAL says it is an agency of the Department of Transport and its mandate is to implement the policy. The Department of Transport says it can't comment on the matter, pending its decision on the next course of action. Also making headlines, Libya has dropped a ban against political parties based on religion, tribe, or ethnicity. And the Global Fund is cutting its workforce and tightening its focus on 20 countries hardest hit by AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. That's a roundup of stories making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.